You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
We reached out to our community of families of premature and sick babies, asking them how they felt and how they went through the experience of having a baby and the parental leave legislation. We weren't that surprised to find that a lot of families were having some issues, and a lot of it around the time spent at home, but also mum being entitled to apply for certain leave when she had the baby, but dad not being in the same situation. So putting dad or the partner in a situation where they're having to go back to work whilst their baby's still receiving specialised medical care, and at times can be fighting for survival.
Yeah, and there's also a situation where the babies who are in this condition don't reconnect with parents for a while, and this creates a sudden gap in terms of how the parents look after their newborn.
It definitely does. So in the normal circumstances where things all go to plan, you know, a mother might have 12 months of parental leave at home with her baby, and that's pretty close from when the baby was born. So usually quite a good full year at home. With the situation where a baby is born extremely premature, that baby may spend, you know, 3 or 4 months in hospital. So are actually already lost 3 or 4 months of that time at home with the family unit. So, and reducing that down to 7 or 8 months. So it's definitely a big impact. And we're putting these babies into care, into childcare earlier than maybe the parents would have liked to, and mum and dad or partner having to go back to work earlier than they had planned. So it's really impacting that, you know, first initial year of bonding and family time as well.
Yeah. So what would be your recommendation? Because this is something that families, of course, they'll try to adapt, but it has a financial cost for them. It has a social impact on them, their working lives. What would you propose to try and solve this situation for parents?
Yeah, we've definitely got a few recommendations that we'd love to put forward in regards to how we can have these specialised circumstances a lot more accommodated for, and not just all into the one-shoe-fits-all type of scenario. So we're calling on the government to bring everyone together, all the key stakeholders and representing families, so that we can find a legislation that does work for all the families in different situations. So families having full-term babies, but also families having premature births.
Yeah, and how about for families? Because every family would be different. They would have different expectations, different life circumstances. What can they do in the meantime?
It's definitely a situation that is very unique for each family and their experience, and also quite different depending on what their employer may have in place as well. So it's really a case-by-case situation, and trying to work with your employer as to what can be utilised now. And, you know, a lot of employers in Australia are great and understanding of this situation, but sadly there are some who we still do need to encourage and work with to fully appreciate the extent of this trauma that these families are going through, and that separating them at such a crucial time, either by going back to work, is certainly not the best way to support them.
Yeah. Now, before I let you go, anything we haven't covered you'd like to really bring to the attention of our listeners?
World Prematurity Day is this Sunday, the 17th of November. It's a global movement to highlight the number of babies born premature in the world, which is around 1 in 10. So it's certainly a lot of babies born. And in Australia, it's 27,000 babies every year. So please jump on our website, find out more information about how you can support us to help these families at miraclebabies.org.au.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.